it's okay to express yourself. It's okay to speak up and speak your mind.
Mm.
And also to just be gentle with yourself.
Welcome to On the Cusp of Something Beautiful, where we discuss a range of topics centered around art, creativity, mental health and wellness, and my favorite thing to talk about, listening to our intuitive guidance. I'm your host, Amikale Imani, and this podcast is simply a guide to welcome you back to your truest self. Each episode, I get radically honest on how I navigate being an intuitive creator, the struggles, the wins, the lessons, and of course, the intuitive hits. My hope is that you hear something today that reminds you of who you are and why your gifts, whatever they may be, are valuable and important to be shared with the world. So welcome home, friend. I hope you're ready to meet your highest, most beautiful, and rarest self. Hello, beautiful beings. Welcome back to another episode. I hope you all are well and in good spirits. Happy July. Happy new moon. There's a new moon in Cancer on Friday, which will be the day after this episode gets posted. So be sure to write out those new moon intentions and or affirmations, whichever you prefer. I hope this month has kicked off to a great start for you all. It's been, July has been interesting so far. And today has been the most interesting thus far. It has been a really weird and emotionally charged day for me. I've been dealing with a lot of anxiety, and I've realized on several occasions that I often get a bit scared around feeling my feelings, even though it's such an important part of self-healing, growth, and expansion. But as someone who's come a long way from allowing their negative or dark thoughts and emotions to take over due to anxiety and depression, when they do come up for me, I'm, you know, a little afraid, hesitant that I'm going to get kind of sucked into this abyss of feelings. And, you know, I've been trying to push through the day. I mean, I've done everything from journaling, meditating. I listened to my audiobook. As you guys know, I have been listening to The Science of Getting Rich. It's also a very powerful resource for just kind of shifting your mindset and your mind frame. And so what else? I cried twice. I did some EFT, which for those of you who don't know, stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. So it's a series of taps on certain meridian points in the body that help you release negative emotions, fears, doubt, worry, all of those things. Definitely look into it if that's something that's catching your attention, just, you know, with me mentioning it. And let's see what else. I reflected mentally and emotionally, you know. I think the only thing I haven't done yet, which is on my list, is go outside for a walk, which it just got crazy dark and the wind is howling crazy. So maybe won't get a chance to go for a walk, but I know that always helps me, you know, when I walk down to the park and I'm just surrounded by the abundance of nature and life, and it's just really great for just kind of balancing and, you know, kind of getting settled back into your body. But yeah, I think, I don't know, I've had to come to the realization that maybe today just isn't my day to be super productive from a business sense. And I think that's what I'm really fighting the most. Yesterday, I try to allow Mondays, which today's Tuesday, I try to allow Mondays to be my days for like strategy and kind of like getting ideas together that I want to do throughout the rest of the week. And so yesterday didn't completely pan out the way I wanted it to. I kind of actually ended up doing a lot of house chores, but I still tried to use that time to still mentally, you know, go through strategies, try to allow that space to still reflect on what I want to do in my business and what I want to get accomplished for the week. So I definitely didn't allow that to be like, oh, I have to do all this house stuff, you know, now I can't do X, Y, and Z. It's like, no, let me see what I can do from a mental point of view, right? And just, you know, allow that space to be an opportunity to still, you know, get some stuff that I wanted to get done. And so I feel like today I probably ended up putting a lot of pressure on today, but okay, I got to do this, this, that, and the third. I want to do this. I need to create, you know, social media content plan and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, I just kind of wanted to like, I think I was just trying to overachieve for feeling like I didn't do enough yesterday. And I think I probably just kind of expected a little too much. And then, you know, I kind of woke up and today was just like emotionally like, girl, calm down with all that extra stuff. You know, today's not the day. And I wanted today to be the day. I was like, no, but I had all this stuff that I want to do that I didn't get to do yesterday or on Saturday or on Sunday or whatever. And Spirit's just like, today's that day. And so I think I'm just having to accept that and trust that. It doesn't mean that I'm going to fall behind or it doesn't mean that I'm not going to be productive. It just means that I have to reframe my expectations and reframe, you know, how I just have to allow more space to surrender, you know, and that's something that I've had come into my awareness quite a few times. Like when I do have the energy to really go, and excuse my language, but balls to the wall energetically. And that's just like, you know, when I just have all the energy and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And like, I actually have the energy to do it. You know, I really try to maximize on that energy because I know as someone who, you know, is prone to bouts of anxiety and other things that want to come up emotionally to be healed and to be acknowledged and to be seen and to be heard, I may not always get tomorrow to just finish XYZ thing. You know, I really have to honor that more, that, you know, if you're already in that space and place to be, you know, that ideal level of productive that you're wanting for yourself, capitalize on it, because tomorrow's not promised to give you the same energy, you know? And that's something that I've had come into my awareness quite a few times. Like, if you got the energy to do it today, because just as tomorrow physically isn't promised, tomorrow emotionally isn't promised, tomorrow mentally isn't promised. And so I'm also just having to accept that that's just part of the human experience. Like, and I'm just going to say my little mantra that I like to say when the day doesn't go my way. Okay. And that is, tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow will feel better. And tomorrow will look better. Tomorrow will feel better. Tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow will look better. You know, so that's just kind of like, releases me from trying to overcompensate any further for today and just put that energy out there that tomorrow will be better, you know? And yeah, that's that on that. Whew, yeah, it's just like, man, oh man, oh man, it kind of caught me off guard. Because, you know, it's part not wanting to waste a day, part trying to honor my emotions and energy, and I just don't want to get stuck, you know, to be completely transparent. I don't want to get stuck in the anxiety of my emotions. And it's funny because in last week's episode, I talked about how our emotions affect the energy we put out, which then affects the physical response we give back. So in retrospect, I don't find it ironic at all that this is something I'm now being tested on. And I will continue to be as gentle with myself as possible. And if you're having a rocky start to your week, I encourage you to do the same. Be gentle with yourself and trust that all is being worked out in your divine favor. I posted on Instagram at On the Cusp Wellness, if you're not following us yet. And the post was a quote that had presented itself to me, you know, Spirit be, you know, dropping these little gems and these nuggets and whatnot. But it said, trust. Trust that the mountains that stand in your way will be moved for you. So that's something that I am having to continue to integrate as well. And you know, perhaps this is just some old skin needing to be shed. Like I said, the new moon's coming up soon. It's the perfect time to just kind of give yourself a clean slate, a fresh start. And I also want to do some work on my root chakra. I actually want to go through week one of my course, which is all about honoring the self. So we identify our self-care needs and wants, and then we also work with the root chakra, get that open, aligned, cleansed, balanced, all of that. I was also led to push back my course from July 11th to the 20th. So Activate Your Soul, Activate Yourself will kick off Tuesday, July 20th. If you're on the fence or want to get more info, book your free clarity call, y'all. Book that free clarity call. So the clarity call is when we go through one of your biggest challenges, just to get an idea of where this pain point stems from. Then I give you some intuitive insight and guidance on steps you can take to start shifting out of that pattern. Plus, we'll see if the course is actually a good fit for you. So, one thing I will say about the course, about my course, this course, is that it's extremely helpful to get that intimate one-on-one feedback as well as being in the group setting, because a lot of courses don't offer that level of personal interaction. You may be working with an assistant coach or a head coach, and you only get to access the actual course creator in a larger group setting. So if you're wanting more of an intimate group setting, okay, I'm only taking 5 beautiful souls. And then you'll also get one-on-one coaching or guidance, as I like to call it, because I am an intuitive guide. I'm guiding you throughout your self-healing journey. This course will definitely provide you with that, okay? So again, Activate Your Soul, Activate Yourself, my 7-week intensive course for ambitious creatives and entrepreneurs who are ready to amplify their self-healing journey by connecting deeper to their intuition to accomplish those goals, okay? Using authentic self-care will be launching on Tuesday, July 20th. I look forward to welcoming you to the family. All right. In this week's episode, I interview Abby Wood, a fellow alternative R&B singer-songwriter. Abby and I met a couple years ago. Yeah, like 2 years ago. Wow. At an event we were both performing at, and we just kind of hit it off. We clicked. And we stayed connected via social media until last year. She ended up being booked for a photo shoot with a company I was working for, and I happened to be one of the photographers for the shoot. So we were also able to reconnect then as well, which was really cool. Now, the thing that really lit me up about Abby was her love of rock music. And at the event we had initially met at, her performance was a medley of rock covers. So I'm, you know, sitting there, I'm listening to her, you know, take the stage or whatever, and she starts singing all these different rock songs. And in that moment, I was just like, oh my God, I felt so seen and so heard. It's just like, who is this black girl covering all these rock songs? So fast forward to now, Spirit laid it on my heart to do an episode where I dish on my experience growing up being the secretly alternative black girl, which you'll hear about in this episode. And I knew Abby was the perfect person to discuss this with. This is one of my favorite episodes. Abby has such a beautiful story. It was such a pleasure to talk about our love of rock music, and I hope you all enjoyed as well. So please feel free to share any insights that come up for you on the IG post for the episode, and share this episode with a friend. I'm sure we all have that quirky alternative friend in the group, so send this to her, all right? So here is my interview with Abby Wood. So yeah, where are you working at?
So I currently work in a daycare center.
Oh.
So I'm a speech therapist, but I do a little bit of everything at the daycare.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll do tutoring, but sometimes I'll be doing paperwork, or sometimes I'll be just dealing with city officials, with all the new like COVID protocols, or just like
things. Wow.
All the time. So it's a family-owned daycare, so I've kind of stepped up my role there in mm-hmm. the past year. So it's challenging, and it, you know, like some days can be very exhausting working with kids, especially now, since we have to remind them, like, wear masks, and you have to, like, double, triple sanitize everything. But it's okay. It's a lot
of work. Wow. I just want to give you a heads up. Your audio is kind of going in and out a little bit, but I can hear you for the most part.
Okay. Let me check my Wi-Fi. Okay. If it happens again, let me know.
Okay. Okay. So, wow. So well, you have two jobs as a speech therapist and you work at a daycare.
Basically. Yeah.
Wow. Is that by choice or like, are these both of your passions?
So not really by choice, but, because my family has helped me out so much.
Okay.
Because I used to work at the daycare, but since COVID happened and they were, you know, like short staffed, and it was, you know, kind of still is a little difficult to get some people to get off unemployment. I've kind of been the one to step up and be there. So the daycare is only temporary for now.
Okay. Wow. That's very, admirable.
Well, because I'm working with family, it's like, you know, different. But you know, it's kind of like paying back my dues. So, and just because I'm, you know, I'm very knowledgeable about the daycare. So, you know, if someone else isn't there to do it, then it doesn't get done.
Wow. So. Wow. 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 That's very, yeah, that kind of touched my heart a little bit. So yes, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me. I have been wanting to talk with you and talk about this topic for a little minute now. So before we get too deep into it, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us, you know, who you are, what you like to do, what you're about. I know you've already mentioned that you're a speech therapist, but any other tidbits that you want to share?
Sure. So my name is Abby Wood. I'm from the island of Jamaica. I am a singer-songwriter, mostly focusing on alternative pop and R&B music, but I also do like to write for other artists as well. So not necessarily alternative music, but it could be pop or it could be indie music. What else about me? I love dogs. I love being in nature. I love the ocean. I'm really passionate about advocating for others, which I think, you know, why my day job is, you know, working with kids, especially, you know, like special needs kids. So, you know, whether I'm advocating for my students or my parents who, know, just don't have a voice or just don't know where to turn, you know, either that or, you know, like saying something in my music as well. You know, I love expressing myself, and even if it's not through music, it's also from the way that I dress. I know you can't really tell right now, but yeah, like self-expression and creativity is such a big passion.
I love that. And just because we were just talking about it, and now that you bring up your music, how are you managing to tap into your music while working two jobs?
It's hard. you know, a lot of the time I just have to make the time. So if it's either getting up earlier than usual or going to bed a little bit later than usual, that happens a lot, or just trying to like fit things in. So if I'm driving, I'll be like thinking of melodies on the way to work and like record it and be like, okay, I got this. I recorded it. I'm going to work on it later or tomorrow. So it's just kind of like finding just the little spaces of time that I have for myself, just making that time, you know, that really makes a difference.
Girl, and I love that you said that you make up melodies in your car. I can't even tell you how many songs I've written in my car. Well, when I had a car, when I was living in Georgia, how many songs I've written in my car And one summer, the radio in my car was broken. So you could only imagine what I was doing in the car. Going back and forth to and from school and work. And at the time I was going to school like 45 minutes away, like each way. Uh-huh. With no radio. So girl, I was writing all kinds of songs, coming up with all kinds of melodies, recording everything, because I was like, I don't have radio. Like, I'm a music head who can't listen to any music. Like, what else am I about to do?
How long did you do that without a radio? I can't even imagine.
Girl, it was a few months.
Oh,
it was a few months, yeah. But that just like, so I totally feel you on that, 100%. Wow. Yeah. And getting up earlier, having to wake up later. I can totally relate to that. I can totally relate to that. So what have you been doing just to kind of like stay balanced?
I've been doing yoga.
Okay.
And I also journal. Or at least I wake up like a little earlier, like 30 minutes earlier. And I try to just, at least how I think of it, I'm kind of just like emptying my mind on the paper as soon as I wake up. So that, you know, I have that alone time to myself. I think that's really important. And it also kind of, you know, like sets the mood for my day a little bit. I can definitely tell a big difference, you know, when I don't wake up early and like the first thing I go for is my phone. And then I'm like checking every email and checking social media. And then I can just get like bombarded by just all the things, you know, at least all the notifications coming in. Versus if like I wake up, the first thing I do is write 3 pages in my journal. And then after I do all of that, then pick up my phone.
Wow. You said, wait, you broke up a little bit. You said after you journal, then you do what?
I make my coffee.
Oh.
Then pick up my phone.
I like that. Yes. I totally agree with that. I definitely feel a difference when I don't check in with myself. Today I didn't get a chance to, I didn't make it a priority to check in with myself. I definitely, I woke up, you know, I kind of did a little bit of whatever, and I went for my laptop, and then I was just kind of like in my laptop until, you know, whatever. But yes, I totally agree. What'd you say?
Those days happen for sure, you know. And you know what, the days aren't done yet, so hopefully you still have a little time.
I do. I'm gonna finish up my work and it's gonna be great. what was I gonna say? Oh yeah, so I remember we first met at, I don't know if you remember, what was that event called?
Showfields. It was
at Showfields, but it was like
TTYL, right?
That's what it was. TTYL. Yes. I was like, talk to you. I knew it was something like that. Yes. TTYL. And so what initially caught my attention, because so your entire set, I think if I'm not mistaken, for the most part was like all rock music. And I was just like, oh my God, like who is this girl singing the Seven Nation Army right now? Like what is happening? And it just made me so happy, because just for me for so long, like that, especially like growing up in like high school and stuff, like rock music was like my guilty pleasure. I felt like I had a few people who I could like share that side with, but I didn't really think anyone like understood it. So to like see, especially another like black woman, like really like just getting into it, I was like, oh my God, like I felt like in this, and mind you, this is like years later, this is like, I'm so far away from high school, but it is kind of like triggered that like high school girl in me that was just like, yo, like, someone else out here has an appreciation for rock music. And I actually want to like kind of get into a little bit just like some of your favorite like artists, bands, etc. But when did you kind of start realizing your love for like alternative music or just like different sounds and things like that?
So first, I loved that you felt that way when you saw my performance. That's awesome. And I definitely feel like the same way, like I was the same way in high school, where I did have a couple of friends who did listen to that music. But in terms of when I like first discovered it, I think it was maybe like 10 or 11, and I can't even remember like what Disney movie it was, but at the end of the movie, a song by Simple Plan came on. And I think it was perfect, actually.
Oh, wow. Aww.
I was just like, what is this song? And I like Googled them, and then I started getting like more into it, and then I discovered MTV. And that's where I discovered Green Day and more of Simple Plan and bands like Hinder and Blue October and I Feel Like Romance. And I think what really drew me to it was probably just the rebellion, and also just, you know, seeing the clothes that they were wearing, because it was just so different to me. So I grew up in Jamaica, and there's not like a rock culture there. And we all wear uniforms at school, so you can't really express yourself, you know, with like fashion or like jewelry or things like that.
Because,
you know, like my school was very strict. We'd only wear earrings in like one ear, in like the first load.
Wow, really?
Yes. Yeah. And you couldn't like dye your hair, and you couldn't do like any of those things. So it was very, I went to like an all-girls school, very strict. So it just like seeing videos, seeing what they were wearing, just seeing them like scream or just like talk about topics that like I felt at the time and I just didn't see or like hear of anyone else doing it. And then when like Paramore came out, I was just like, oh my God.
Oh my God, I love Paramore. I remember was it first song or like their like first like major hit? Was it Misery Business?
Yes.
Oh my God, I remember seeing the video. I think I was like in American Eagle. I was in some place and I was just like, what is this song? Like, who is this? I'm obsessed with this. So yeah, I love Paramore. I love their Riot is one of my favorite albums. So good.
Yeah, Riot is such a good album.
Yeah. Wow. So you're in Jamaica, yes, discovering these like rock artists.
And I discovered MySpace, which helped a lot.
Wow. Yo, that's so cool. That's so cool. And
I still remember my MySpace username. It was Punk Diva. Diva 93.
Mine was Cali version 15. Yo, MySpace. Wow, MySpace. Oh my God. So old.
No, don't remind me.
It's all good. I wouldn't have it any other way. It's fine. Oh man. So who are some of your other favorite like artists?
So a lot of the bands that were on the Warped Tour, so let's like fast forward to when I'm like 15, 16, 17. I actually was just so excited that for my, I think it was for my graduation, when I was graduating high school, or maybe it was like the year before, my dad flew me to Warped Tour in Florida.
Wow.
And as like a gift.
That's awesome.
So, and it's like Jamaica is only like, it's probably like an hour flight, so it's,
okay,
really, so it's really not that bad. And I have family in Florida as well, so it was like a very easy trip back and forth.
Okay.
I remember like that was just one of the best days, like probably still one of the best days ever, or like concerts ever. And I want to say like a lot of those bands like Escape the Fate, From First to Last. I don't know if you remember that one. That's like his old band before he became the Skrillex.
Oh no.
Yeah. So what a lot of people don't know is that Skrillex used to be in a quite popular emo band.
Wow.
And he left and then joined Skrillex, and then, well, started Skrillex, and then Skrillex blew up.
Wow. Did not know that.
So like Paramore, Evanescence.
Oh yeah, I loved Evanescence.
Who else? Flylee was another one who I loved.
Okay.
We
went to like Linkin Park.
I was literally about to say Linkin Park. Blue October. And a couple of the MySpace bands who probably weren't as big. So like Thursday, Westfall is a little bit bigger now. Bring Me the Horizon.
I have heard of them.
Yeah, there's like so many.
Dude, yeah. I'm the same way. I was into a lot of like indie rock artists. So I remember like one of my favorite bands was like Sleigh Bells, and then I also grew up in the South, so a lot of like Southern rock. So I loved Kings of Leon's, like one of my favorite bands. And then bands like Band of Horses and
love Band of Horses.
Yeah, Band of Horses. And then NERD was like a really, like, as far as like kind of like punk rock backpacker kind of like rap music or whatever. And who else? Like, so I'm, of course, now I'm drawing a blank, but like just so many like artists. And it's funny because I used to get a lot of my music from commercials, and that's how I found out a lot about my artists. And commercials are like I said, like Hang Out in American Eagle, because they were always playing like music videos in their stores. Yeah. So I remember I found out about this band called The Cab through them. And then I got into Manchester Orchestra because like one of my coworkers was like super into them. So I ended up just kind of like out of curiosity, like just picking up on some of that music. And who else? It was a lot. And then like, you know, Franz Ferdinand, like all those kind of artists too. I really enjoyed Muse. Muse is like one of my, hands down, like one of my favorite electro rock bands or whatever you want to call them.
I saw them live once and I was blown away. I was just
I would love to see them live. Oh wait, yeah, that's on my list
now that shows are coming back.
Yeah, that's on my list. I would love to see Muse, and I would love to see the Black Keys. I'm really into the Black Keys, and yeah. I really enjoyed Dan Auerbach and like all the other bands that he goes and starts. but yeah, like just growing up, it was always this kind of like, just like in my quiet time when I'm alone, like I didn't really have anybody I can just like geek out with, you know, like, and I think also like I just had so many different tastes of music. So even within just the rock genre, there's like all these, how many subgenres are there just in rock music and like pop and R&B and all those things. So it, for me, it was just like, I just felt so off the wall. It's like, how do you explain this to people?
I know exactly what you mean, because I, even though I primarily listened to that music still, like growing up in Jamaica, obviously I'm still hearing like reggae music every day, and like ska at
some point. I love ska music.
Yeah. So, you know, I, even though I did have like a small group of friends who did listen to like rock and emo music, I feel like maybe I was the one who just went all the way in. You know, like I was the one on MySpace being like, oh, I discovered this new band. They have like no followers, but like you have to hear what they're doing. So I was just the one who went like all in.
Dude, yo, that's somebody, that was literally me. I remember, so there was this band that I had found called Mansions on the Moon, because I was like, again, I was super into like NERD, Pharrell, all of that. So Shay Haley had posted them on their website, and I was like, who is this band, Mansions on the Moon? So I check out their music. They had this dope ass song called She Makes Me Feel. And so they were playing live in Georgia. So like in two places, like this college town called Athens, and then in Atlanta. And so I'm like, you guys, like, so I gather up like everyone who like I kind of put onto the band. I'm like, yo, they're playing live. Let's go see them. So we all get together, we go see them. And because they're like, in our minds, they were like huge because their music was so good. But they were like just getting started. So we were like so excited to see them. We're like the first group of people like literally in the building, like when they let the doors open. So we're like there just kind of hanging out or whatever. And they're like, you know, setting up because again, they're like first to go on stage or whatever, they're opening. And they're like, hey, and we're like posting about it on Facebook, like, yeah, we're going to go see this Mansions of the Moon, blah, blah, blah. And so I guess they're getting the notifications and they're like, hey, are you guys like posting about the show? We're like, yeah, we love you, da, 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 da. They're like, come hang out backstage. So we like ended up becoming friends with them just because like we were so hardcore for them. But it's just so funny how like, you know, there's always that I'm seeing now. There's always that one friend on the group who's like going ham about music. And then clearly that was you and I. So, like, how are you incorporating your love for rock with your style of music, you know, when you're singing and doing your songwriting?
So, that's so interesting. It's, like, some of my, like, subject topics or, like, some of the things that I'm writing about, they're, like, a little bit more, like, emo, like, more alternative, like, a little bit darker.
Mm-hmm.
So I do try to like incorporate that. And also just, I don't know if you've noticed, but I love that like pop punk.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like very much on the rise. And I feel like it's not really reflective in the music that I have out now, but, definitely in like my future singles coming out, they're going to be like a little bit more emo, a little bit more alternative, which I like.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if it's not in the music, it would be in the cover art.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's like a darker like makeup look or aesthetic, sometimes I'll kind of like throw that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Or just kind of like little like influences, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. like the last song that I put out was a little bit R&B, but like it did have that like guitar towards the end.
Mm-hmm.
So, and like I'm still trying to like figure out my sound as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, I don't want to like put myself in a box,
right?
So I, you know, like, and I'm really focused on just like putting out singles right now, because you know, like at least for me, like each single may be different from and I
you said each single is what?
Each single may be like completely different from
oh, right. Mm-hmm.
the previous one. And you know, I don't want to say I'm like genreless because that's not true, and I'm not really aiming to be like genreless.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to like tap into those like rock elements moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to be like placed in a genre. I want to be like, oh, she did that song, but then she did like another song which was like really cool too, which I wasn't expecting. So that's like what I'm aiming for.
I love that. I love that. And I'm literally the same way with my music. Again, it's probably why it's easier just to say like alternative R&B, because it really does kind of like, I mean, there's so many different styles of alternative R&B, you know? So it's just easier to just kind of put it in that while you still have like your freedom to experiment and to try different sounds and things. Because people already have it in their mind, like, okay, it's going to be something like a little different, you know? Which, yeah. And I think that's like beautiful. And also too, like, I feel like music has come so far since we were like in high school, literally. It's like there's so many different like mixes and meshes of sounds and genres and like it, like you were saying earlier, like just expression. Like I look at like just the like kid, like the teenagers today, and like how they're able to express themselves so much more freely than like we were. I was like, yo, I don't want to be in high school right now. Dear Lord God, no. But had there been this level of like, what's the word I want to use? Like flexibility when I was in high school, like I probably wouldn't have had as many issues as I had growing up, you know, because yeah. It's just like, I'm like, yo, these kids have like so much more of a past to just be themselves. And yeah. I think we did not fully have that opportunity.
I agree. I agree. I was listening to, I don't know if you've heard the new Olivia Rodrigo album.
No, not yet.
So it is phenomenal. I think that you should check it out.
Okay.
It's a mix of pop, but like pop punk, or like a little more rock in there, which I like. And also, you know, after you listen to that album, you like have to like let me know.
Okay.
I wish that album came out when I was in high school.
Wow.
It is so relatable from like front to back. And I'm just like, this is amazing that here is this, I think she's like 18 or 19, that she's just able to like express herself like this. And it's such like an incredible body of work for especially like her first album. Like a lot of people are comparing it to like, oh, this is the generation's Paramore type of thing.
Even
though she's an artist, but she does have like this one rock song that people are like, this reminds me of Paramore. Like, this is awesome that like, okay, here's like this generation, you know, for like Gen Z, like they have their, you know, their like breakout Paramore star type of thing. Not that I'm like comparing both of them like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And what was the name of the album again?
The name of the album, it's called Sour.
Oh, okay. Sour.
Yeah.
I like that. Sour. All right. That's nice. Wasn't expecting that. So you mentioned how your dad surprised you to go to this Warp show. So I'm curious, was your family, or did you have that family dynamic where you were able to kind of express this side of yourself to them? Like, what was that like in the home life, just growing up?
So my dad was a little bit more open to the way that I wanted to dress and the way that I wanted to express myself, and my mom was not. She didn't like it. She thought it was too dark. Whenever I would like visit my family either in Florida or New York, and I would like go to Hot Topic and like fly back home with like a bunch of shirts, my mom would like inspect them. And there was like one shirt, I definitely knew that she probably like saw it and she threw it out. But there's a band called, do you know Bullet for My Valentine?
Yes, I have heard of them.
Yeah, so that's what the shirt said, Bullet for My Valentine. And I remember that I flew home with it and then I never saw it again. And I I saw it and was just like, Bullet for My, oh my God. And just threw it out, didn't tell me. So my dad was more open-minded, where I would like walk around the house, or I would like put on crazy makeup and my dad would like laugh with me. My mom would just be like, oh, I don't like that. This is going down the wrong path. So it was, and also like my dad would also like listen to the music with me and he'd be like, oh, why? I like this song. Oh, this song is kind of cool.
Okay, Dad.
Yeah, and like my mom just could not stand it, would not listen to it at all. So, I think I was always just like a little bit closer to my dad and see him just like embrace and welcome and like want to check it out type of thing. You know, that was very like validating and like reassuring to me. So I would be like a little bit more open with my dad than my mom, or just like certain things. I would be like, oh, I want to get like this tattoo and that tattoo. And my mom would be like, oh, hell no. My dad would be like, okay, what else? You know, type of thing. Or I would even like walk around with, like a fake like lip piercing, even though my parents would like never allow it, but my dad wouldn't care. Like in his presence, even around like family friends, because he would be like, "Ha ha, you look so funny, laugh it off." And my mom would be more like, "Don't leave the house looking like that." So it was like a little tricky at times, but I think, you know, it's better to at least have one parent be a little validating than have none of them be validating. You know, I can just imagine how much harder it would have been if my dad was not as open. So, and I just bet that they're like so many other kids. Well, I guess millennials or age, hopefully not Gen Z. But just like so many other kids, felt that way. Just because, like, especially growing up in Jamaica as well, or any other island where just like rock and just like tattoos and piercings and just like rebellion, that's just like not the culture. So I can just imagine how much harder that would have been for, all the like girls and boys growing up.
Definitely, definitely. And yeah, that also makes me wonder, like, growing up and even now, I mean, even though I know like New York is a lot, I mean, nothing fazes a New Yorker as far as when it comes to like dressing. Like you could walk down the street in fishnets and like nothing else and no one would blink an eye.
Yeah. On
Yeah. So I definitely appreciate in my own experience, I definitely appreciate having had that New York experience and really being able to like explore and experiment with my own, creative expression and how I wanted to, go out and hang out and whatever, but just for your in your journey, how do you feel like just being that different, just being especially in Jamaica, like for me, I grew up in, the suburban area, so white, predominantly white. So it was just kind of like this connotation, like, oh, like that's white people music or whatever the case may be. But like you being, like you said, an island in Jamaica, how did that attribute to like your mental health, your emotional health? Like, how are you dealing with that? Just being different,
Well, I think it did help that I did have, four or five other friends, or maybe like four, who really appreciated that music. So I did have that little circle, that tight circle. And, even like other people outside of our circle, they'd be like, oh, they listen to the white people music, but we just like didn't care because we had each other. And also, as I said, like we all wore uniforms in school, so like it's not, you wouldn't be able to tell, like, oh, those are like the rock kids over there.
Very true.
So it was just a little bit different, We all wore uniforms. We all just kind of hung out with who we like hang with. But yeah, like we definitely had all the people who weren't in our friend group, say things, or if there was like a certain event at school and we would like dress a little bit differently, on times that we could dress up, they were like, oh, there are those kids over there. But like it wasn't, we all still kind of like mixed and mingled with everyone. And in terms of like my parents, and I guess it's just different. My dad loves music. So my dad would listen to like a mix of genres in the house. So if it's like a Sunday, he would play reggae, and then it would go to classical, and then it would go to jazz. And that also helped me appreciate different genres as well, or just be open to different genres. So like my parents would never say like, oh, that's white music. They'd be like, this is music, And even like my dad would be like, like I would play a rock song and he'd be like, well, I bet you don't know any Grateful Dead songs. Do you know that? So he would be like, oh, like you've never been to Woodstock before. So, like he would like joke around with things like that. But I think like just growing up in the household that I did, it did help me, appreciate all types of music, even if it's not quote unquote that music. And also, like a lot of people don't know, is that Black people started rock music. So,
Thank you. Talk about that. Yes.
lot of people do not know that. So when they're like, that's white people music, like, excuse me, no. Thank you very much.
So true. Yeah, I totally agree. And it's, I can only imagine, like you said, how supportive and nurturing that was to have that group of friends, those that core group of friends that you had growing up who were just like, no, like listen to this song, Abby. No, listen to this song, Abby. That's That's so cool. That's so cool. So just over the last, you know, the last year, and I saw that you have put out new music, like, how have you been managing through the pandemic, through 2020? I know you've been working still. So what does that whole transition look like for you, for your mental health? Like, how have you been, you know, staying balanced with just dealing with work, trying to stay creative, and then, like, we have this whole, you know, all of 2020 going on.
So definitely last year was, you know, I didn't put out any music, and my plan was to put out a lot of music last mm-hmm. year, but then when the pandemic hit, it just didn't feel right to put anything out, and with just, like, so much going on in the world, you know, like, I didn't feel very creative. And I really didn't have, like, the space to, or at least I didn't create the space to really focus on my music, because there was just so many changes at work. At that time, I wasn't even working at the daycare. I had another job in another school, and it was just like a rocky transition into working from home and the whole remote instruction, and mm-hmm. like, kids are confused. So that took a while, and then also just with COVID, you know, overall, there were some of my family members who got COVID. So that was mentally rough for me. Like, thankfully, they've all recovered.
It was good.
But you're in that moment. These are family members. So, like, in that moment, here and just, like, doom scrolling. I did, like, so much of that. More like, when is this going to end? When are we going to get good news? So I feel like last year I was just not in the place to make music. And then this year, you know, still, you know, like, mentally, you know, a little bit rough, I'd say. But I've kind of come out of that place where, like, oh, it doesn't feel right to make music anymore. Because it's more just like, you know, I'm a musician, and if there's, like, no time to say something, like this is the time. Be vocal and express exactly how you're feeling. And that really was the push for me to put out my last single. And it's so funny, I actually almost didn't put it out, because I actually had so much going on at that time, which was, like, family issues, relationship issues, that I almost didn't put it out. But, you know, I'm so glad that I did. Like, I've worked so hard on it, and I can't let all these awful things around me affect, you know, this body of work that I've worked so hard on, for me to just, like, scrap it. Like, I can't let my depression and my anxiety, you know, dictate my art. Or at least during the time, because, you know, like, now I'm in, you know, like, a much healthier space, which is good. And with that balance, you know, I think, like, what I've learned over this year is just to stay present. And that was definitely a struggle, like, staying present. And I also go to therapy.
Oh, beautiful.
I love my therapist. She's absolutely amazing. I don't know what I'd do without her.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So staying present through journaling, yoga. I really had to make that time where, like, find. Sometimes when you're in that mental state, you're not motivated to do anything.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, it would take me a while even to journal, but I'd say, like, all right, just write one line.
Yeah.
See what happens. And then I'd be like, oh, that wasn't so bad. You know, So it's definitely just, like pushing myself just a little bit, but not too much. And then that kind of helps to like build up the motivation to be like, all right, I wrote one line yesterday. I could write another line today. I could write two more lines tomorrow. So yeah, just staying present, reaching out for help when you need it. That's also like something that I've struggled with in the past.
Oh, yeah, me too.
One thing that I've learned is that we can't do it by ourselves. We
Yeah.
can't do everything by ourselves. We have to reach out for help when we need it. So I think those things were probably like the key takeaways from last year and into this year as well.
Yeah, I totally agree that I myself had to get over, they call it the lone wolf syndrome, like just always thinking that you can do it by yourself or you don't want to like burden anybody. No one's gonna, a lot of my thing was like no one's gonna understand, so like I don't want to have to like explain it to anybody because they're not gonna get it. I was just, in my head, but yeah, I totally agree. Really being able to like come out, find your tribe, find people that you can connect with and that you can be open with and be able to share that side of yourself, talk about your depression, talk about your anxiety. Like that's something that I had to learn. It took me a very long time to even like be able to open up about that. Like last year was the first time I actually came out about it. And something I've been dealing with since I was like in middle school. So it definitely is worth it though. Like just finding that safe space, those group of people that you can like open up to, because it's just like a whole weight, all the burden, everything just gets lifted that you were just like that you thought no one was going to be able to understand, So I'm so grateful to hear that you're in a better place and like music's coming, more music is coming. I love that.
Yeah, I'm glad that you were able to open up last year. It's hard. It's hard,
No, it
but it's
really is.
really, really worth it. Once you do that whole shadow work, still working through.
Me too, girl. Yes, me too. But like you said, it's worth it. It is worth it. And it's just like, being patient with ourselves, being gentle, really giving ourselves that compassion that we probably didn't get growing up, Yeah, it's just taking the time out. And that, I feel like that's what last year really taught us. It's just like give yourself that space. Like you don't give that yourself that space, and now we're in this place where you don't really have a choice, So yeah. I love this conversation. This is so beautiful. What'd you say?
Me too.
Yeah, I'm great.
Sometimes you just forget. There's a group therapy that I go to, and it's like time when someone says or like someone speaks before me, I'm just like, you took the words right out of my mouth. I've been
Wow.
through the same thing, and it's just like, oh my God. So
Wow.
yeah. So some
Wow.
We really forget that someone else out there is going through something very, very similar.
And a lot of time it just takes us sharing our story so that way we can, it's in a way validate that other person, that person's experience. Like you said, it's like, oh wow, I feel that exact same way. It just kind of, you're like, oh, okay, like I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. So that's so nice. Before I let you go, do you have any advice that you, present day advice that you can give or that you wish you knew last year, high school, teenage years, whatever. Like, what do you, everything that you've experienced that you've learned thus far, right? Just through therapy and your own personal development and self-healing, like, what would you tell younger Abby?
That's a good question. I would probably tell her that no, it's gonna be okay. And I would tell her that, it's okay to express yourself. It's okay to speak up and speak your mind. And also to just be gentle with yourself. Sometimes we're so gentle with all the people and then we forget ourselves. And, you know, sometimes you forget, like, oh, if someone else spoke to you the way that you spoke to yourself sometimes, you would cut that person off.
Yeah.
Right? So I think, you know, it's just to be, you know, like, gentle on yourself. You know, everything will be okay, be present, and that, you know, like, life is short. Life is hard. You know, sometimes life sucks, but life is beautiful at the same time. And I know sometimes it's like, it's really hard to say that, especially when you're not in the best place mentally. But then when you do come out of that, you're like, whoa, like, the little things just really, really make a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. Wow. That was beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. That spoke to me. Yeah, that was beautiful. Thank you. Any other words of wisdom? Any other things that you want to share? Any music dates we got going on? Anything that you want to leave with us?
I definitely want to say, you know, at least I'm glad, and I'm hoping that, like, collectively we're, like, coming out of this pandemic a little bit stronger.
Mm.
But, you know, also at the same time, I think it's also going to be a transition to get, like, back into society as well.
Mm-hmm.
So just to, like, continue, you know, just being gentle, so be gentle, empathetic with others as well. Because you have no idea what all the people are going through, especially now, or especially things that, you know, are things that are, like, coming back again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, people aren't in that place yet, you know? So, you know, just be more empathetic and mindful of all the people. I think that's what the world needs right now. And also stay tuned for some music. Coming
out
in the next couple of months.
Oh, soon. Okay. Oh, yes. And excuse me, let us know your socials. If you have a website, where can people find you?
Yes. So my Instagram is the Abby Wood. So that's THEABYWOOD. My TikTok is.
Say that one more time. We kind of cut out.
Sure. It's the Abby Wood. So THEABYWOOD. Find me on Instagram, TikTok. I have a Facebook page, which is just Abby Wood. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, love. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk with me. I'm glad we got to catch up. We've been able to connect a few times. So that's so nice. It's always a pleasure. And yeah,
I love this discussion. I've like never spoken to like anyone really about like being like alt or just like my like types of music like this. So this is awesome, and I'm glad that it's coming from you because you totally get it.
Yay! That makes me so happy. I know we're probably gonna do more things in the future. So I'm looking forward to see what those things are, and. Yeah, and I know we'll stay connected in all the ways that we are connected. So
I can't believe it's been like an hour already. I'm like having so much fun. I'm like, what else? What else?
I know, it goes by so fast. It goes by so fast. But yeah, so enjoy the rest of your day. Happy full moon if you're into the moon.
I'm gonna go do some yoga and work on some more journaling. Very much.
Yes. Oh, that's gonna be so beautiful. Enjoy that time.
That's like a whole other topic, but yes.
Oh, yes, yes. Okay. Yes, it is. But yes, enjoy that time and have a great weekend as well. And I will talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to this week's episode. If you like what you heard today, please subscribe and leave a rating or a review. Now, don't forget, I'm picking the best review at the end of the month and giving that person a free 30-minute energy reading. So, be sure to leave a review for the chance to be selected.